at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing good. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just really help her have clarity to hear your voice, just to really recognize your Holy Spirit so that she can hear him and obey him. I ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we're going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, going through a series, finishing it up, talking about dreams, okay, and understanding them so that you can understand your dreams, the Holy Spirit's talking to you in dreams. So finishing that up and then taking a look at the story of Gedaliah, okay, during the fall of Judah, that time of judgment, and how he got deceived, okay, and did not hear the warning from the Spirit and the consequences of that, okay. I want to explain something. You see this with the parable of the five wise and the five foolish virgins, okay. It's night. They're going out to meet their bridegroom, okay, and they have this oil, okay, to where they can keep going, okay, and that's the Spirit, okay, just now is the time, okay, because you have time, okay, you see the birth pains of what's going on in the United States. It's heading in that direction, but it's not there yet. You have time, okay. Now's the time to really develop the ear to hear the Holy Ghost, okay? To walk with him every day, okay? Develop that oil, be a wise virgin, okay? And just be in a place where you have a lot of light, a lot of clarity, okay? And you can just hear him and obey him and find your way to go meet your bridegroom, that victory, okay? And that place of peace, okay? And I want to make it very clear because a lot of times what happens, this is what snares a lot of Christians here in the United States, okay, is the flattery, okay, that I've gone over in the earlier part of the series with scriptures and everything, but the flattery of a false Jesus where they're not recognizing the Holy Ghost in his fullness, okay. They have an idea of Christ where, you know, it's just all the nice stuff and all the good scriptures and all the comfortable things. And they don't have a full picture of the Father. They don't have a full picture of Christ. They don't understand the wrath of God, okay? They don't understand how Christ is going to come back and rule the nations with a rod of iron. They don't understand the full picture of him. So what happens is when you don't have the full picture of the Father, of Christ Jesus, okay? When his Holy Spirit, their Holy Spirit, which it's all, it's the Holy Trinity, they're all one, is within you and talking to you, okay, you're not going to recognize all parts of him, okay, because he's going to talk to you, and certain things he's going to say are going to sound harsh. They're not going to sound like him, okay, if your mind is warped and deceived, okay, with the falling away and the lukewarm church, and you don't understand the full picture of him. Okay. You'll be like Gedaliah thinking, oh no, you know, just naive and things like that. And that happens with Christians, okay? It's where they think, well, I'm not supposed to think like that, okay? And it's the Holy Spirit. It's not sinful what he's telling you, okay? What he's telling you is good, it's holy, it's righteous, it's just the truth, okay? It's truth. And it's teaching you how to deal with evil, okay? You need to know how to deal with evil during times of judgment. You're going to have a lot of it around, okay? And what happens is then they think that it's not the Spirit, okay, and they don't listen, okay, and at that point, okay, you need to know this, okay, if you find yourself in that situation, you've got a space of mercy, okay, where the Lord knows his sheep have been deceived, his sheep are not being taught properly, okay, so you've got some time to get that straight, but if you tug at the shoulder like it says, okay, in the book of Zechariah, where they're not listening to him, okay, and the warnings, because the warning's going out, Okay, many places I've heard it. You know, you've got teachings like this one, okay, and then other ones I've heard them before, where the Lord is using his people, okay, and vessels to warn his sheep. Listen, the stuff you're hearing in most churches is not real. You need to read your Bible, okay? You need to get to know the real God, the real true Christ Jesus, okay? You don't have the full picture. A lot of warnings going out. And if you don't listen to that, okay, and you stay with this stuff, okay, and you don't fully turn away from it, okay, and you don't open your heart and your mind to the God of the Bible and who he is in this, and who he is in his fullness, and you stay with this stuff, okay, at a certain point, okay, it's a judgment, okay, because you chose not to listen. Okay, and you're going to find yourself not in a good place. Okay, so right now is the time just to really get to know the Lord and who he really is. Today is the day right now to develop, okay, that ear to hear him and to walk with him every single day and get close with him. Okay, and this is Bible. Okay, this is Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. The Holy Spirit is there, okay? Ready to talk to you and guide you through this process, okay? But you need to go after him, okay? And you need to turn to him with your whole heart and cleave to him, okay? And begin developing it, okay? Right now, like I already talked about with the parable of five wise and five foolish virgins. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, growing close to you, and really understanding the importance of recognizing and hearing your Holy Spirit so she can walk in your Holy Spirit. Ask all these praise places in Jesus' name. Amen.
At Premier High School, we are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal